We're coming to the end of the Haggadah. We have the mitzvah Hallel, mitzvah the Rabbanon, to say Hallel. A person should not be mesib during Hallel. A person should not be leaning. A person should be saying a Beimu B'Yira. If we have three people present by the Seder, the Hallel should be said, the parts of Hallel which are said responsibly, Hoidu, and those four psukim, and on those should be said responsibly. For the purpose of this calculation, women and children would count as well. So if you had a husband, a wife, and a child, the husband would say the hoidu, and the wife and the child would respond as if they'd be in shul. There are different menhagim in regards to the proper placement of the brachas and the paragraph of Yehalalucha and at the end of Nishmas, the three basic menhagim which Halacha mentions is that according to Shulchan Aruch, you go straight from Halal into Halal Gadol. You do not say the paragraph of Yehalalucha. Then at the end of Nishmas, you say all the way through Nishmas until after the end of Yishtabach, you do not say the bracha at the end of Yishtabach, and you say the paragraph of Yehalalucha, and you do the chesima of Melech Mulah B'Nishmachos. So you end up with the chesima of being the standard chesima of every Hallel. The Mishnah Berurah says that you do say the paragraph of Yehalalucha right after Hallel, before you go into the Hallel Gadol. Then when you do not say the chesima of Melech Mulah B'Nishmachos, then you say Hallel Gadol, Nishmas, all the way to the end. At the end of Yishtabach, instead of saying the regular bracha at the end of Yishtabach, you end up with Melech Mehulah B'Tishmachos. So you end up with having the regular chesima of Hallel, like you always say Hallel with the Melech, the bracha to Hashem, Melech Mehulah B'Tishmachos. The difference is this placement is not at the end of the paragraph of Yehalalucha, it's in the end of the paragraph of Yishtabach. And the Gros says that you say the paragraph of Yehalalucha right after Hallel, but then you say the paragraph of Nishmas, and the final chesima at the end of Nishmas is the standard chesima that you always have at the end of Yishtabach. The different menhagim, whatever person is, if he has a minig, he should follow that minig. Otherwise, it would seem to be the correct minig is the minig of the Mishnah Berurah, that the chesima of Hallel should be the regular chesima of Hallel. On the other hand, the paragraph of Halucha belongs after the regular Hallel, so you say the paragraph of Yehalucha without the chesima, say Hallel Gadol, say Nishmas, all the way to the end of through Yishtabach. At the end of Yishtabach, instead of saying Kel Melech Gadol B'Tishbachos, you end of Baruchat Hashem Melech Gadol B'Tishbachos. Some points about Nirtzov. We have to remember Hagen to say the different piyutim afterwards, and saying shir shirim, different menhagim. Shulchan Aruch, the only thing the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should be oisik behilchos haPesach and b'shitz Mitzrayim, and speak about the nisim and iflos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to our forefathers, ashet chatfenu shino. So the Yavetz points out in his Siddur that it doesn't mean if a person knows that he's not going to be able to function and daven well properly the next day, he should definitely go to sleep. He does not need to Ashet Chatfen Roshino. Shlomo Zalman says Ashet Chatfen Roshino doesn't mean that you actually fell asleep. It means you get to your point, you feel that you're really getting sleepy. So if a person's in that stage, a person should go to sleep. There is a minig, the Magen Avraham mentions that it's Leil Shimurim, and we do not lock the door. If a person is living in a place where Shechicha Zeka, Ein Samchan Al Anes, you're allowed to drink water after the fourth kois. The fourth kois is last of the Dalet Koises. A person drinks the fourth kois, he has in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of the last of the Dalet Koises, drinks a Baseva, he should drink enough to be able to say a Ala Geffen. So, whereas the other Shurim, it's sufficient to drink at least Bidi Eved, Roiv Revius, but for the purpose of a Bracha Chorana, a person should drink a full Revius. And so the last case, a person should drink enough to make sure that he should be able to say Bracha Chorana. The shear for that amount actually is not large, it's 3.3 ounces. A person drinks 3.3 ounces, he can definitely say a Bracha Chorana. Drinking water afterwards is mutter. Drinking any type of alcoholic beverage afterwards is usser. Regards to other liquids, so the Mishnah Berurah says having tea without sugar would be mutter, and he says the same thing even with coffee. even without sugar is going to mutter. So basically the three shitas are that mashka, anything which is alcoholic is definitely usur. Water is definitely something which is definitely mutter. Any drink which has a strong flavor seems to be Yishuv Machamran, so even the Mishabur is making a coffee, it sounds like his coffee was not so strong. Anybody out there who smokes cigarettes, which is questionable in general, I do not endorse it. On Yom Tov, it's even more questionable. I do not endorse that for sure. But during this, after the Seder, a person should not, it's mafik, the Shari Tshuva says it's mafik tamatza, it weakens the tamatza, and a person should not do that. In regards to drinks which are not of a strong flavor, so it's anything which is chamar medina, it would be preferable not to drink. So that does include tea. That's why we say tea without sugar would be permitted. So really you're down to water or seltzer or something of that sort. Chasal Seder Pesach El Chosoi.